Thanks so much, Laura. It's an honor for you to pick my book. And thank you to the Poetry Center for having the award, and for you all for being here. I thought it was the first award that I had ever won, but I remembered that in fifth grade, I wrote an essay for DARE. Do you guys remember DARE? Drug Abuse Resistance Education? And that won the writing contest. I guess I wrote about how not to do drugs. And look at me now. I want to start with a poem of Laura's from this book, The Case. It's from, 98? Light fills the room with light, lines made by Venetian blinds, we used to say, or levelers is said now. And yes, there is a level this morning, the tree lit but fading, nearly the solstice, flat wooden snowflakes, immobile gilded fruit, fragile glass, the picture of sleep as seen by wakefulness. Night overcome by pale light, lines obliterated by ordinary brightness. Different from the puppet light required by performance or included in the installation of tin-shaped bones. Boxes and paper, cardboard, copper, shoes and coins. Things wired together in a thin resinous leather, like skin, but which lasts and won't burn, though hard against the light. Source of devils and monsters and the dead, as well as ones like us, though they are puppets, as the Balinese Santa with wings hung from the tree, or the Mandarin from Boston on the mantle, or the mustached prince sneering upright and inanimate. Things, even monuments lovingly preserved, dissolve. An excess of light gives too much. Information closes in on us. A contraption lights when we are physically there, and then only for an interval. As if moving on its own, as if this action was a response to our presence, and our presence only maintains what we need to see. The gold lights in the hills and on the tree, lining the doors and fences and bridges, summer to winter, day to expected day, warm though weightless, heavy body holding us tonight. And I want to start with this poem, a new poem of mine called A Yielding Hole for Light. Where were you when the West Antarctic ice sheet began to collapse? On the way to Iowa City to see my first sumac, and coming to know its name and asking, it's the way of coming to know. As if in revelation, instead of simple clarity, I tell BB what I want around me are the ripe and vulnerable who, going on in my way, stupidly sincere, one foot in the office, the other lolling about the field. Do you prefer the gravel to the scrub grass? I prefer the ear to the throat, calling choice what's ancient, trained to chew on the cork like it was mine to do with. I'm not necessarily not destroyed by the loon looming on the horizon you accuse of having no inside. I stand under persimmon and see Frank and the white bowl, heat machine beaming luxurious, ground of everything, ground of light, makes the field wider, makes hedges fall, or the courage or not of me and my friends, orbital and lilt, directive in drink, while container ships brim on the byways and caps and bergs slope across the slog. I want to be able to continue to love to stay alive. The epigraph belongs to Gloria Gaynor. The green pervades. It's a diamond. We all are. And now I'll read from the book. In preparing for the reading, I guess I realized that I toured a lot for the book and read from it a bunch when it came out, as one should. And I think I sort of internalized it so much that it that I couldn't, like, it doesn't even feel like it's a part of me anymore. It's like something that you do every day that's such a habit that you can't even see anymore as a decision or a behavior or something. So it almost feels like I'm reading someone else's work, which is kind of fun. Join the work, excuse me. Join the group work, awareness of death, and sexual continence. Visit the Great Dismal Swamp. Visit the online help center. Become a fan of boat-like gliding. Drink the port-like wine. Poke the quadriceps. Poke the wild nettle. Become a fan of adaptability of skiffs. Make money, not steal. Hear the chimes. Flourish as foci. Sensorium. The figure must be a professional at the call of his job. This job will not wait till she has the leisure to spare for it. And so smiths and other craftspersons must share the work and swell the numbers. The cesspool cleaner and the ceruse maker, they market their bodies and call the return they get for it their wages. They produce corn, wine, clothes, and shoes and build themselves houses. And in whose veins a variety of delicacies, scents, perfumes, call girls, and confectionery. And we need a lot more servants, tutors, wet nurses, nannies, cosmeticians, barbers, butchers, and cooks. And we need swine herds, too. In the summer, they for the most part work unclothed and unshod. In the winter, they are clothed and shod suitably. For food, they serve splendid cakes and loaves and sit down to feast with their children, and they have wine to drink too. So they lead a peaceful, healthy life and die at a ripe old age, bequeathing a similar way of life to their children, and repeat the process often in the hour of the sun, and various country dishes, and what sorts of things are to be feared, to carry arms and ride. I was living in a devil town. I was gathered into a nation, drawing reference to circulation, to signs. I was beginning to suspect the reason being needing to murder all this doubling, this menace, as all private parts proceed and mislead their patrons on a night like tonight, fortuitous and bright. Conserve and remain following the mode of air, there the off-duties holler back. I was in the camp, making it function, my number one priority, my balls and my word. Coco was a royal. In the heart of the enormous capital, Americans are not ashamed. A lady holds a balance which appears less to have been raised than erected in greeting, load-borne and load-bearing. The way I got the job was humility and justice and sufferability. The crime is not cute. The crime is horrendous. My own fetching fidelity, my dogs also. I smooth it out on a partisan cupcake. Pestilent at the after party in the heart of the enormous conglomerate. Scars speak back against the horizon. We drink doled wine in warm tubs and do the dipsy two-step. Bone suckers, bean eaters, they lap up the exhaust. Can you guys hear me? Sausages, hogs' heads, legs of mutton, lard, tripes, and tubs of wine in the duct again. Additive and beautifully redundant interspecific pit of a possible world. I work hard to know if there is any gold. My job is to mop ejaculate. I employ swimophone in high-impact accessories and make a face beneath the noise. All tingly from the consomme. I roll back Jersey and claim clams I work at collecting are lush pastels. And when you talk, I just watch your mouth. This is the day I have to write about now. These are the ham hocks and their unanimous consent you've been waiting for. Tell your mom I said hi. A few facts about the thorax. Oh, come, it's all over the faces of the figures and seas and rivers, the occupied lands and the empty open lands, the sticky surface of everything, the pirates and captains also. Oh, come, won't you believe in forgiveness? We must sit around in the sun and make sure we does not escape. We must go to the coast alone. We must never go to the coast alone. It must be somewhere about. Try to see if you can catch sight of it. Tell me what it is. Often a part is impelled without the whole being impelled, pulped, fermented, and elaborated into lines, and the whole sequence of external things on the cheek of youth, plumb in the uprights, braced in the beams. Oh, come, won't you forgive me? One must never go to the country. If you are in the country, then I cannot lick your asshole, and everything that is throbbing and heaving and sopping will not throb and heave and sop. Bummer and Lazarus, two San Francisco heroes. I read the books of discoveries of men, their ratting talent and unique bond. They mark the burning with a flag. I look up to find the whole quarterly aglow. I name all owners of this district and say how much each of them owns, wanting the interlock grills to splinter woolly, unpenetrated bodies, to love more, wanting a relational empire of unabating gaze. The death of Lazarus precedes the death of Bummer. Getting ready to have been fully ensconced. I touch the work. The work touches me. The backdrop is a fine mesh through which posses thump and leak, icing emerging markets in which the gathering mound protrudes. This the grammar in which form comes, this the nature of the transcript between persons, that terminal moraine ever attenuating from lap to lap. Sometimes foghorns reach city center. Sometimes 100 spondees provide the tools necessary to utilize a system while maintaining a case concept not bound by that system. And that is the story of how I earned my purple heart. Balled up on the Murphy bed, accusing nipples of gold digging, lacking the conviction necessary to move off the unconfused upholstery. Getting ready to have been fully ensconced. They tell you what you need is intake packets, but I want to tap the gap back till form and form's fiance turn fat back. I've been down with men's frank tearfulness after epic victories. I've known a diverted thrust or two. Dear impresario, do it where the Congress can't reach us. Environments for shopping. Conquered in a car seat, rite of passage PTSD, with my bowl cut and my bright green NLG cap. Compelled to comport, looting largely locally, I press painted marks against men as they shake their spears, police the periphery, and bully them all who gather firewood in forests and fish undrained fens. I saw a goat commuting across the plain, a fiscal functionary in the governed provinces, an orange grove in the mall. Hello from this nasty canopy, this mossy pink welcome mat. What's a crab tree anyway? What's an actually existing socialism? Does a pup not crave Ativan in the flatlands? Does wealth not stink up the sidewalks here? The barracoon, the jail, the crimp house, the suburb, the slum, the supermax slammer. We dance in a circle around the debris to make real the horrors of accumulation and go off content with the little party. I went to the city some days to learn my master's pleasure, and laid fort at the farthest place where hedges are highest and terror of the obvious is a rosary of similitude. Did you see some of the nudging? How did you feel about the nudging? Boats by water and wagons by land in active assistance in perpetuating fraudulent froth, and hence, with haste, I've seen their multi-tongues suck up every animate aim, sweeping the excess into piles. The reserves and neocons, administrators and representatives, the preachers and deputies. In the evenings, they come down from their operational sectors to kiss the children. What terror is in them? To keep the sugar boiling? To restrain the wanderings as fragile and fictitious? I go to the city some days to gather what's left of scrub grass. There in the alley, we converse. Idris, his love of fresh skim, Ted, his disdain for women, their lack of banking, Terrence and Will, their concern for purity of pussy. Power precedes them, sap drenched and parceled across the land. I go to the city some days. I receive a letter. Dear comrades, don't get it twisted. Never lick the hand that lashes you. Use beef when you run out of oakum. Junk in the trunk. Junk in the trunk. This locket on the ring I'm holding keeps coming unhinged. I only wanted to say a few words to you slumping there about pirates and booty, but got rubbernecked by the ad assault and attempts at agency in the great green air. I only wanted your purple sails and fanning nymphs to garnish every hood with a gleaming grape, to share this junk with a swath, twiddle the law, go diving in the trunk. But I just live in woodland hills and wilt. What a loot, limping around the articulator, clanking through the murk. Do you know how to jerk? You hold your organ in one hand and with the other rock to the right and left while progressively getting lower and twisting your legs in the great green air. See how I wrap around the spittoon? It's a congealed plate of disaffection, sucking on it till I'm numb. Your winnings, sir. Three banquets for a queen. It's a true story. Where sky is pink near the lake, a hooded woman carries a dog, a baby, its ear flapping in the breeze. This dog is the way I know there is a breeze, and it does not cease. That tellers are truth seekers, and kitties will yodel. Do you know how these birds get to eat? At a party back in 08, the large hats of females provoked me. A tool presupposes on the part of the one who makes it knowledge of its purpose. They asked me for my government name. They'll have me back behind the bar in no time. Kale and beans, kale and beans. I mourn the loss of the Yahoo billboard. I link my excitement to an image burned in a pit. Is that a wreath or coat of arms? For as long as possible, one should not blink. I have lost my touch with eggs and the gallant men who flew them. Stokely Carmichael crosses his legs. This last one is called Left Coast Lifter. They said it was the love boat, or several bars of camwood. So I pawn unwrought ingots and knock back sarsaparilla upon your return from the frontier. which results I need hardly relate. For most, it's something of a hinterland, ineffective larder, crying up what should be put down, bent back and underbrush, tonguing hole to let a little light in. I can't feel my face. The lake's done been dry, the sun up and took it. Those rocks we offer as marks of the real flap flaccidly. The hill we climbed covered in mud, and that fine institution, Albany Hill Gas. Black Coal Medina is an inspiration. Mubebe men's singing is an inspiration. One last swallow dips its wings. Do swallows have wings? Brent says this may not be the end, but when the end does come, it will certainly feel like this. Thank you.